I'll just ask you point blank. How confident are you that that there will be CFL football this summer?
Well, I think, guys, I've said this whole time along. We're going to play football this year. I've always been confident in it, and I think it was great to hear the commissioner for the first time come out today and say we're going to play football this year. I think, you know, it's very difficult right now in Southern Ontario with everything we're going through to be optimistic. But I do believe when you kind of try to work backwards from or forwards from when the government's telling us every Canadian has the ability to be vaccinated by, that this August start date makes a tremendous amount of sense. And I think reasonable people that can look at it from a pragmatic perspective would see that certainly there should or could be an ability to have a certain amount of people in the stands and in outdoor stadiums in August, 6 weeks or wherever it might be after every Canadian has had a chance to be vaccinated.
I hope like heck you're right, my friend. You know, every one of us hopes you're absolutely right. But I was going to ask you about the calculation here, you know, because it has been such a moving target, obviously. And, you know, there are a whole bunch of things that have to go into that date, you know, and you have to backdate training camp and getting guys in here, getting guys across the border. In order for that to happen, you have to have your protocols and the return to play protocol approved by the government. In order for the government to do that, they would probably have to feel reasonably certain looking ahead about where things are headed.
You're such an optimist.
You know, so I just, like, yeah, no, I want to be an optimist, believe me. And of course, I want to see the Tiger Cats win the Grey Cup this year. So I have a stake in this. But what were the calculations that went into that, saying, okay, this, aside from that the vaccine goal for the country, there's so many other things, including, you know, fans in the stands. How many things did you have to, how did you come about that, to come to that conclusion, I guess?
Well, Stephen, first of all, I was feeling quite good about things until I heard your diatribe there for a second.
It's not a diatribe. It's just, you know what I want to happen, so go ahead.
Of course. No, of course. No, I mean, listen, it's hugely complicated. You know, what I would say is that we've got a tremendous world-class team of people working on it in terms of the return-to-play protocols. I think, you know, they've been very, very widely highly thought of in terms of the provincial authorities. I think Dr. Nadeau, Dr. McCormick, who are world-class people who've helped the NHL get back to play this year, have been hugely supportive of it. And I think, you know, it's a very, very sophisticated plan, and there are no unknowns relative to what we have to do to get back on the field. And everything is planned accordingly leading up to that date in early August. And I do think you're right, Stephen. I think what it does is it buys us time and to some extent allows us to hold the government accountable to what they're telling us. I mean, you know, when you have the Prime Minister standing up consistently and saying every Canadian will be vaccinated that wants to be vaccinated by the end of June, I'm not sure what other authority you can go by when the Prime Minister is telling you that. And I think this plan and having this plan backed out 6 weeks after that date and dealing with all the issues, as you said, Stephen, around getting the players in, getting them quarantined, getting them going in camp, that has all been factored in, and there's been 1,000 different issues to work through. But if we are able to get vaccinated by the end of June, as the governments have told us we should be able to, then we should be in good shape for August.
Scott, is there any scenario in which you guys would start the season without fans?
Well, I think there is, Stephen. I think, you know, in Hamilton, we certainly would be open to that. I think where the challenge is in this league, and you guys know this, is in this league, we have three community teams. They're excellent. They're well-run teams. They're certainly excellent organizations, but they don't have a Bob Young, or they don't have a John Ruddy or Roger Greenberg in Ottawa. You know, in the Hamilton's case, this pandemic will cost the Tiger Cats $15 million at least by the time we get through into the 2022 season. And that is a significant amount of money, as you guys can imagine, for community-owned teams. And, you know, I certainly understand why they say that, look, we need some fans in the stands. So I don't think it's an unreasonable amount of fans, but, you know, they do need the revenue from fans coming in the stands there. And I think, again, you know, in their dealings with the health authorities, I think they do feel very strongly and optimistically in those provinces that playing football in outdoor facilities after full vaccinations, as you guys know, in the Western provinces, they're predicting vaccination, a very pragmatic and positive vaccination plans sooner than we'll be finished in Ontario. Mm-hmm. So they feel very strongly that putting fans in the stands in August is very doable, and that's what we're looking forward to.
What? Okay, I'm not going to play the what-if game, but I am in this regard. You're right. I mean, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Alberta, I think they're on a different, maybe in a different path than Ontario is in terms of vaccines, in terms of a timetable. Scott, what happens if it continues to be a mess in Ontario? You've got to start training camp. Things are okay in Manitoba. Things are okay in Saskatchewan. Alberta's sort of in the right path. BC is kind of on the right path. What happens if training camp, if it's safe to open training camp in one or two or three provinces, but not in this province? Is that something that's even been thought about?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. And I think, again, it's we know we can open training camp safely. And we think we've got terrific protocols in place. But you're right, Jeff. Ultimately, it's up to the province to approve those protocols. I do think the government in Ontario, as difficult as it is right now, I mean, shutting down the province is the responsible thing to do, clearly. It's not popular for anyone. It's certainly not something any of us want to go through. But I think when you look at that in combination with even some of the worst-case scenarios on the vaccine rollout, it should put us in a pretty good position. But, look, some of us in the East are going to have to be very flexible. That's why the schedule has been scheduled the way it is, which is starting in early August, to take into account the issues in Ontario. I mean, it really is specific to the issues in Ontario, to a lesser extent, BC, and of course, Quebec. So we're going to have to be very flexible with the teams in Ontario to understand how we're going to get back on the field. And we're committed to doing that. And as I said, I think it was great to hear our commissioner come out today and say we'll be playing football in 2021. And I'm convinced we will be because I think the appetite is there for all the owners. They know we need to get on the field this year.
While we got you here, and again, I know on the front burner is getting this season on the go and staging a Grey Cup in Hamilton for the first time in a long, long time, and for you guys winning that Grey Cup. But I got to ask you about this XFL stuff, Scott, because it's been, you know, it has been a big conversation the last few weeks. And from a, you know, from your point of view, from the Hamilton Tiger Cats point of view, just how you view that opportunity, what potential you see there, how seriously we should take it, you know, what can you tell us from a Ticat point of view about the potential CFL-XFL partnership?
Well, I could tell you, Stephen and Jeff, you won't be surprised to hear this. Exactly. We have our hands full in Hamilton with getting back on the field. We got our hands full with putting on a great, great cup. So it's really not something we're focused on at all. I think every organization feels the same way we do, but you know, we have a huge responsibility to our players and to our fans to get back on the field this year, and that's what we're focused on. Randy's obviously, I didn't get a chance to see it, but I'm sure he's answered some questions about it today. Those conversations are ongoing, and you know, our focus is, as you know, is the Ticats have been around for more than 150 years. And our focus and the caretaker, Bob Young's focus, is to ensure the Ticats are going to be around for another 150 years. I don't think, as Stephen and you and Jeff both know this, I don't think there's another a group other than my family that loves Canadian football more than we do. I know there's lots that like it just the same amount that we do, but we're big fans of the CFL. We're big fans of football in Canada, and we got to make sure that we've got teams playing football in Canada for a long time to come.